everyone. This is Esther bringing you today's Edgecast Mini. Doesn't it just get better and better each time? Well, today our verse is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7b to 8. It says, "Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important, for it promises a reward in both this life and next." We all know that physical exercise is important to keep us healthy and looking good. It helps us to sleep better, it expands the oxygen intake. But we also know that exercising requires a lot of discipline and determination. That's why people sign up for California Fitness, get a fitness instructor so they'll know how to exercise correctly, and then find an exercising partner, hoping that they'll push each other to exercise. But as this verse says, spiritual exercise is more important. As much as we know that physical exercise is good for us, spiritual exercise is actually even more important. If we are spiritually weak, we will not be able to stand the trials of life. We also need to be in good shape spiritually so that we can endure this race that we're in and also finish well, where we will meet the rewarder of our faith. Okay, people, so for the first time ever, we have a special exercise program rolled up for you. Firstly, what we can do is to eat well, or feed on the Word of God, and get a good grasp on it. After all, it is called the bread of life, and will give us the energy needed. Secondly, doing proper warm-ups. Prayer, and a good way is prayer through the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, circuit training, where you do repetitive sets of exercise, which is daily quiet time with God, where you can draw strength and get recharged. Spending your time and effort in training for spiritual fitness is a choice and also requires discipline. To maintain the discipline of maintaining spiritual fitness, it will be good to surround yourself with people who are like-minded and to find someone whom you can share your program with. Together, focus on the reward that will come both in this life and the next, and that will keep you motivated. So, have you done your circuit training for today?